Episode 1049, Got Conflict?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you survived the Thanksgiving holiday, and maybe you're already out shopping, hurrying and scurrying around. Well, guess what? It is confession day, so bring it on. Take a deep breath because it's going to be a gorgeous day. It's all about got conflict. Maybe you're fighting for a gift. We're going to chat about that. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, being in a family, you're bound to disagree, argue, even fight. Got conflict? Now, you must be honest. You have to be honest with yourself here. We all disagree at some point in our lives, probably more like every single day. It could be with a spouse, a boss, a pastor, a mother, a father, a classmate, a customer, rep, a stranger, a waitress, a son, a daughter. It's never ending. As I was enjoying our family Thanksgiving, the conversation began to shift to topics that evoked emotional responses, which rocked the passion deep within. Now understand, we are a family that discusses all sorts of subjects. Some like to even get a rival out of the other. Yeah, we kind of poke ourselves, but we do it in fun, and we also do it to really allow ourselves to express who we are. Now that's a blessing, but for some families and in some relationships, it can be a challenge. Keep in mind, this is Confession Day. So I really want you to be honest with yourself as you listen to this episode because the holidays are here. If you haven't noticed, oh yes, Thanksgiving is here, especially in the U.S. And now you have Christmas. It just is ongoing. And you may have birthday celebrations in the midst of all of this. And if you're shopping for Black Friday, I'm sure you've already run across somebody who has gotten in your way as to what you really wanted in a situation. But I want you to look at conflict a different way. When you look at conflict as a story, you quiet the emotional passion, allowing you to better understand the point of view from your loved one. Conflict as a story removes the emotion. It's like a storyline in a book. You have no emotional attachment or investment. You read it as a story. You didn't write the story. You're just looking at it, observing it from a different perspective. There's no right or wrong, just facts. The story opens the door up to see their side without being swallowed up by the heart pounding, blood pressure rising, shouting match. Sound all too familiar? Got conflict? Of course we have conflict. Well, as the day progressed at our family gathering, our discussions became more challenging and intense. Simple inquiries of how is work to politics, religion, and the NFL. Plus, you can't leave out divorce, finances, and living decisions that stump us daily. Each of us had an opinion. Oh, we all expressed it too. Some of us better with words than others, but we didn't let our emotions take over the story of what really mattered, and that is listening to the heart. Everyone wants to be heard, wants to know that their thoughts and ideas matter. There is a hierarchy of importance. Think about it this way. You rank higher than your spouse's boss. Ultimately, that's what you want. You don't want your husband to think that you're less than what your boss thinks. Your ideas should be much higher on the priority list than what your boss thinks. Now, yes, if your husband's at work, then your boss's ideas are going to probably rank higher than your ideas. You get my drift, right? So we've got to understand that conflict can be actually good for a relationship. Kind of shocking, I know. But it's because the way we look at it, the way our perspective shifts when we see it as a story. Got conflict? Well, then guess what? Here is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen to the story to understand the heart. We have passion behind what makes us tick, right? We get this emotional, energetic response. It's like if you were to put your finger in a socket, all of a sudden you get this jolt. And unfortunately, some topics and subjects that we talk about, life itself, maybe we just experienced something in our personal life or our professional life, it just causes us to say, wait a minute, and you want to grab the reins and you want to control. You want to control because whenever your experience happened before, you didn't have the control. So there's that passion there, and passion is a wonderful thing. But it can also be something that breaks down relationships. It can be bad for a marriage. It can be bad for you as a parent when you're interacting with your children. Now, understand, we're not talking about right or wrong as in you're trying to discipline your child. That's not what this episode's about. This episode is being able to step back and understand that there's more to the conversation than just, you know, passionate words being shared, and all it is a shouting match. And I'm sure you've had those types of interactions with your loved ones. If not, well, we need to talk because none of us are perfect. There's always a disagreement, an argument somewhere along the lines, and usually it happens at least once a week. You're normal. It's okay. Got conflict? Of course, we all have conflict. But it doesn't have to be conflict that destroys the foundation of a marriage, that destroys the foundation of a family. And that's the difference. And that's why I really want you to think about this KISS. Listen to the story to understand the heart. I wrote this especially for you. I hope this helps. Open your ears so you can hear the story of the heart near and dear. Let the facts lead the way to understand what matters today. Conflict can bring compassion for all. You have to be the first to knock down the wall. We're all trying to be number one. Part of it is what? Our ego. That's where we fall short. And it's not about our ego. It's about what can we do for those who God has given us in our world. It's not about right or wrong. It's not about, ha-ha, I got this and you so don't. It's about being able to come together and compromise. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail in regards to compromise because that can be in a whole nother series of conversations that we need to have. Because a lot of us think that compromise, when we hear that word, means failure. It's, I didn't get what I wanted out of it. Again, the ego stepping up. But when we step back and we listen to the story to understand the heart, we begin to really hear what's trying to be said. Most of the words that come out of our mouths in a heated discussion have nothing to do with what's right in front of us, the situation you're trying to deal with. Because you bring in all the other outstanding factors that you haven't dealt with, the other influences, the other arguments that you had even months, years and years and years ago. Why do you think all of a sudden people just walk out and say, I'm done. This was what, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. No, it's not. It's just because you're more flustered at this point than you were 2 years ago or 10 years ago. We all need to make decisions in our lives and understand that, no, we're not always going to be right. We're not always going to be wrong. But we need to look at things and remove ourselves from the actual emotion. And this is so hard to do. But I just had to share it with you. Because as I was enjoying my family, and you got to understand, we had an amazing Thanksgiving. I, of course, wanted to take it to a deeper level. And so I was just listening to our conversations and how even my uncle would say, okay, now I'm just going to see, how about we talk politics? And we all kind of giggled. And then we started talking about it. And it was just the idea of, okay, how can we bring out the emotion? And when I began personally to remove the emotion, the feeling of, oh, well, this is how I feel because, and it's the feel, not these are the facts, it shifted. And it wasn't a matter of, oh, well, this all about me. No, it was the story behind what was being said. And that's a very powerful thing to learn. If you really want to communicate and dive deeper with your children, we need to be listening more so we can hear their heart. We miss out. When you're driving somewhere, you need to listen to their heart. We need to open our ears. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. It's not so we can talk more. Yeah, maybe I talk a lot. I get that. And I have to remind myself, Christiane, it's time to close your mouth and you need to open up the two ears that God gave you. We all have conflict. It's a part, actually, of our everyday life. But it's how you deal with it. And if you look at conflict as an opportunity, a new way for communication, a different way, where it's a story that someone's trying to tell you something different, where you can observe the facts, see their perspective, then things begin to shift. Now, that does not mean that you're going to see it their way. I am not saying that at all. But when you step back and you allow the emotions to fade away, you can really get to the heart of the conflict because you finally heard it. But most of us are listening to just high blood pressure, loud mouths, maybe a few foul words screaming at the top of our lungs. That doesn't do any of us any good. So I really want to encourage you this holiday season to listen to the story and understand the heart. It's not that difficult. God does the same with us. Have you ever had an argument with God? Oh, I sure have. I've told him a few things or two. I get real with him and I tell him how I feel. Because yes, he already knows it. He knows where I'm coming from. But the thing is, I want him to hear my heart. And when we begin to understand the perspective of a story, understanding that someone's trying to express themselves through a story, that conflict is no longer a negative necessarily. It can be truly a positive, and it can actually help to grow your relationship deeper. So this holiday season, do just that. When you got conflict, let your heart shine brighter. Stop. Open your ears so you can hear the story of the heart near and dear. Let the facts lead the way to understand what matters today. Conflict can bring compassion for all. You have to be the first to knock down the wall. Have a beautiful day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.